Hey folks, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are and whatever time you're listening to this. Welcome to another episode of Curiously. If you've not listened to the previous episodes, you might dislike them. These are just short clips where you get bite-sized information about different things from different fields. And according to the title that you've read and come over here, we're going to be talking about the secret tip to make people instantly like you. And I don't know how many of you have read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People, but this is basically the number one lesson from there. And without wasting your time, I'm just gonna tell you the tip directly. It's simply to talk to people about themselves. That's it. It's as simple. Now, to expand on this, let's see why this is the case, right? As a human, as you yourself, every day, what do you think about? You know, okay, I have to go to this event, I have to eat my food, I have to survive, I have to buy this thing that I want, you know, hey, I want, something like this in the future. A lot of these things are related to you yourself. And it makes sense, right? Why should I, why wouldn't I think about myself? What happens is that when 99% of our day is thought about ourselves, we forget to think about another person. And again, you can ask the question that why should I think about another person, right? Why should I give two shits about, you know, what is happening with another person, except if they're my friends or not. But even when they're your friends, why shouldn't they listen to what's happening with me? And you know, these sort of questions might pop up. But what you're thinking and what the questions that are popping up in your head about why should I think about other people, it's exactly the same with everyone on this planet. They're thinking the same thing that you're thinking when it comes to this topic. Why should I give other people my attention? Or why should I give other people my time? Shouldn't I put it all on myself? But when you kind of defragment, if I put it that way, defragment from the crowd, and you give people a little attention, you give people a little time, and you actually talk to them, you make them feel important, you know, you appreciate them for the good things they're doing. What happens is that for them, on a normal day, when they're getting, let's say, a normal level of attention, and you praise them for something out of the blue, and it has to be genuine, by the way, you can't just be like randomly. Oh, hey, this, that. You have to be genuine with it because they'll know if you're just doing it for something else. You have to be genuine. If you genuinely like something about someone, tell them. Now, on a normal day when they're going, you know, through, they're getting normal attention, nothing special is going on, and you drop in a praise or you drop in a compliment or you tell them, hey, you're important, they will remember that. For them, and even for some people, it could be the high end of their day. That, hey, you know, this person actually complimented me. Wow. And that's how people like you and remember you and will want to come back to you. If I ask you how your day was and you tell me about it and I ask you questions about, oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? How did you feel about this? How did you feel about that? You would happily tell me. Why not? And if I'm genuinely interested, you would be even more happy to tell me that, hey, you know, this person's actually listening to me. Finally, one person in a long time. I'll, you know, tell this person more. The same principle, again, applies to not just you, but everyone else on this planet. All of us want to talk about our day. All of us want to tell people that, hey, this is how I'm feeling about this event that happened in the past. It's, you know, I'm missing that and I would like something like that. Or this is my future goal that I've planned and set for myself. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I really hope I do. Stuff like these, however big or small they may seem like, if you sit down and listen to another person about these things or about just whatever they're talking, they will remember you and they will like you. Anyway, that's it, folks. It's pretty simple. The same thing is that you think about other people, and you, if you're talking to them, you know, get them to talk about themselves. And above all, be genuinely interested in this. Don't do it just because you kind of, like I said, don't do this because it's a hack or something. It's not a hack. It's because you have to be genuine. Otherwise, there's no point to it. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you so much for your time. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.